everyone, and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I'm joined by the baddest bitch in the room, Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing just fine and dandy.
Good.
Cool. You ready to talk some more Friends?
I sure am.
We just finished watching an episode.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about it momentarily.
Great.
But before we do that, we have some very important business to take care of.
Okay.
Wait right there.
Oh God, what's happening?
Couple of episodes, dear listener, you may recall that Elizabeth made the bold proclamation that she could fit 7 Oreo cookies into her mouth all at once.
I just want to say that he's holding a pack of mint Oreos as I requested, yet these are double stuffed, which means, in my opinion, if I got 4 in, that would be good.
Elizabeth, I want to play fair on this. I'm holding up the packets to you right now. You point to me the part where it says on here that these are double stuffed Oreos.
It does not say it on the packet, but even a friend who ate one of these said, wow, are these double stuffed?
But
because
they're not.
They have a larger cream center than normal.
Look, ladies and gentlemen.
Than the average ones.
All I can do is refer you back to 2 episodes ago when we were discussing Joey fitting 15 Oreos into his mouth. And Elizabeth was like, there's no way. And I was like, well, we're going to have to do it. And she was like, I could fit 7 in my mouth.
Regular.
And then, regular. No, you didn't say regular.
Well, I...
If you'd said regular, I would have got regular. You said mint Oreos.
I didn't know the mint ones were double.
Well, if you loved them so much, you would have been aware.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're wasting precious time. Would you like to try?
I guess I have to.
Let's see how many you can fit in your mouth at once.
So, in my opinion, 4 is good.
Okay.
Because they're double stuffed.
Apologies for the rustling as I open the container.
Oh God, what have I done?
Okay.
There's no way I can do this.
3, 4, 5, 6. I have 7 in my hand right now.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm gonna shoot for 4.
To hold them stacked, that's like from forefinger thumb quite nicely.
Oh my God.
All right, here we go. Listen, I got my legs waxed on this podcast. You can eat some Oreos. 1. I don't think she's going to do 3 at this stage. 2. There's no way. You're not getting a 3rd in there. Oh, God. I knew CPR once upon a time. All right, we'll give you that. 3. You want to go for 4?
Mm-mm. Let me
take a picture.
Opa.
You look like someone with a mouth stuffed full of Oreos. 3.
Double stuffed Oreos.
Well, that's pretty pathetic, Elizabeth.
Okay, you do it.
Even if they weren't double stuffed,
you
would not...
No, these are all slimy.
Even if they were single stuffed, you would only have fit 6 in.
Okay.
In theory. I'm going to try real quick.
What?
Oh,
no, that is out of your mouth.
Mmm.
So Michael can fit 4 in. Sort of. I should have prefaced this by saying at the dentist they use child-sized things on me. Because I have a little mouth. Was that more fun than waxing your leg?
About the same. But at least now my mouth is minty fresh.
They're vegan.
Are they? No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
Don't believe it.
They are.
Wow. At any rate, I think it's safe to say that Joey Tribbiani is a remarkable son of a bitch if he can fit 15 of those bad boys in his mouth.
I'm glad we did this.
I'm so glad. It was quality, quality podcasting.
Yeah.
Really good for a audio-only means of entertainment. Really, really good all around. Anywho, we've just finished watching episode 12 from season 4. We're about halfway through the season. I'm doing all right.
Oh, wow, yeah. That seemed to go quicker.
Well, I mean, we did watch 7 podcasts in 7 days.
True.
We're going to slow it down pretty quickly. We've just finished watching the one with the embryos. Before we move on, I suppose we should say hello to all of our fans in Algeria that we've picked up over the last week.
Yeah, how cool!
We've received a massive bump in the ratings in Algeria, so delighted, welcome, thank you for listening. If you're from Algeria and you're listening, feel free to drop us a line. So Elizabeth, this episode was first shown on the 15th of January, 1998. Our last episode, we didn't guess the ratings, so we need to do two right now, real quick.
Okay.
Just to bring us up to speed on the score. How many people do you think watched the last episode, season 4, episode 11, the one with Phoebe's uterus?
What was the one before that?
The one with the girl from Poughkeepsie, which was 23.2.
I'll say 24.1.
I'll say 25.
Okay.
And the correct answer is 23.7.
Ooh. Damn it. Mark me off in your little book.
Alright, I need this one.
You have to go first.
I'll say 24. For the one with the embryos.
24.1.
You fucking motherfucker.
Hey, we all have our systems.
Such a dick move. 27.1.
Whoa, oh, Elizabeth. Twice?
You don't get any props for that one, because that was just a dickhead thing to do.
I mean, you could have done it.
No, because I went first, so I couldn't have done it.
I went first the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, all you know.
Alright.
What's the score, Michael?
It's not important.
I just want to know what it is.
Wow.
As the co-host of Friends Till the End, what is the score?
It's 7-4.
Oh!
Still a long way to go.
Ah, that's right.
This episode opens with a rooster crowing in New York City.
It reminded me of that Sex and the City episode.
I'm sure. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where Carrie keeps getting woken up by roosters because she lives next to a vet. Or some sort of animal hospital.
I think you're
and she keeps calling it a chicken.
I think you're getting confused. You're just thinking of all those times that Samantha woke up because of cock. Get it? Cock. Yeah, Samantha.
Oh, that was good.
Thanks.
Good, Michael.
I made a little joke.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yes, so a rooster is crowing. Rachel is mad.
As you would be if you get woken up in the middle of the night by a rooster.
Do you know that we have a rooster across the street from us?
I have heard it a couple times,
yes. Yeah. Never woken us up at like 3 in the morning, though.
I think it's a myth. I don't think it always crows when the sun comes out. I think it crows, it can crow any old time.
Well, it can crow any old time. But generally, they do crow in the morning, like when the sun comes up.
I guess. But not like immediately when the sun's up, right? No. After? Before?
I don't know. I think if you're like judging your days by when the rooster crows, like you don't really count things down to like the very minutes of things.
Right.
So Rachel is mad. Monica and her are both up and they're like, "What's making that noise?" Bah! And they like storm across to the guy's apartment. And Monica tries to be like, "Oh, you're really not a morning person, are you?" And Rachel's just like, "Shut the fuck up!" She's not happy.
No.
Remind you of anyone?
No.
They go banging on the boys' doors. And they're like, "What's all that noise?" And Chandler's like, "You."
And it's funny because Joey and Chandler have obvious bedhead.
And they're just like, "Well, the chick's going through some changes. The vet seems to think that it's a rooster. So it's not a female, it's a male."
No, I know.
Oh, man. You were wondering when the chick was going to...
Grow up. Not be a chick for weeks and weeks.
And now it's happened.
I know.
It's becoming a man.
Wow.
A little man chick.
A man chick. I like that.
Yeah. So the girls are furious and the episode opens. We're back in the apartment some hours later. Phoebe and Ross are there with Joey, I think. Rachel comes in. She's been out shopping because she was up at 6 in the morning anyway because of that damn rooster.
So you might as well go to the mall.
Well, she went to the grocery store, I think.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I kind of associate her with clothes, so.
Phoebe, surprisingly, was like, you should get rid of those birds.
Well, not surprising. It is not safe for them to be living in an apartment.
But what was the alternative? They go to the slaughterhouse.
No.
Yes, that's why they didn't. Well, they were going to give the chick back, and then they were like, well, if we don't find a home for them, we just kill them.
Well, maybe Phoebe could, you know, she probably has a kooky friend that could take them in and, like, you know, teach them how to live in the wild safely.
I was just surprised. Like, Phoebe's son.
Well, she doesn't want to get slaughtered.
Well, that's the alternative.
Oh, God. That's sad.
Anyway, she's off to the fertility clinic, so she don't care about this nonsense. Off she goes.
Yep, hoping for a thick something or other in the lady bits area.
A what?
A thick... I forget what they said. They're hoping that somewhere in her uterus is thick, so these embryos can implant.
Isn't it that the mucus is thick?
No. I think it was like a lining of sorts. I can't remember the exact terminology.
Wouldn't you want it to be thin?
I don't know.
So those guys can swim up in there?
I mean, they're so microscopic. I don't know.
Joy and Monica come in. Monica seems to have been doing some laundry. They're arguing a little bit because Joy's like, well, I know it's your laundry day, so you're wearing your old lady underpants. And this kind of brings up some bickering back and forth between the ladies and the gentlemen about who knows each other better.
Mm-hmm.
And they play a fun little shopping bag guessing game with Rachel's stuff that she's been buying.
Yeah, the boys are like, I bet if you give me 6 guesses, I could guess all 5 of the items mm-hmm. in that bag. That's pretty confident.
Yeah.
6 guesses for 5 items. You can only get 1 thing wrong.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah. So they guess apples and tortilla chips and soda and yogurt.
And duck.
Scotch tape.
And scotch tape, yes.
So they do get one wrong. I can't remember what it was, but then they guess scotch tape. Chandler's sort of like, no oranges. And Chandler's sort of like, oh, is it? And then Joey's like, no, not for another couple of weeks. So they're intimating that, you know, when Rachel gets her period.
Oh, God.
And presumably Monica, because as I understand, these things sync up.
It can.
And they always do.
Not always.
So the guys win. Hooray. The girls want a rematch. Monica showing her kind of competitive side, which we've seen a couple of times before.
I like it.
Sometimes gets her into a bit of trouble.
Really?
I can't do it.
Okay. What was that laugh?
So they challenge her a rematch for $100. And Ross is going to make up the questions.
Ross is really excited to get in on this.
Well, he feigns that he's got better stuff to do. And then they're just like, all right, well, ask someone else. He's like, no, I want to do it.
Yeah, he's like, well, I have a life and a kid and a job.
Aye.
Really? Mate. Really, Ross? Do you?
Your kid that you're all of a sudden so worried about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not buying it. So the challenge is on. Elsewhere, we go to Phoebe at her doctor's appointment. Good news, Elizabeth. Her uterus is ready for implantation.
Yep. Everything happens so quickly in sitcoms, doesn't it?
It sure does. They're throwing 5 embryos up in there.
Yes.
Elizabeth, what's an embryo?
An embryo is an egg and sperm that has been put together and Ooh. Fertilized, so it's now ready for implantation.
Why does it need to go up in Phoebe's there if you've already mixed them together?
Yeah.
Why have they got to go up in Phoebe? Why can't they stay inside Alice?
Maybe her age?
Because of her barren womb.
No, if she's using her own eggs, it means that she's fertile. But maybe her body couldn't carry a baby to term.
It's too dusty. It's too dry. So they're putting 5 embryos up there to increase the chance of a successful impregnation.
Yeah, I guess it's only a 25%
chance. 25%
chance! That's very low.
Oh boy. And Phoebe's like, well, if it doesn't work this time, we'll just try it again and again. And they're like, well, about that. It's cost $16,000, so this is our one and only chance.
Yeah, no pressure, Phoebe. Jesus.
What? There is no pressure on Phoebe. She literally can do no more. It's not like she has to, like, thread the needle through the thing and then it, like...
Right, but, I mean...
It's not like Ultimate Beastmaster, where if you fall off your platform, you're letting your whole country down. Like, she can't do anything.
No, but she cares so much about doing this for them, giving them the gift of life, that she wants to make sure it happens.
Let's not gloss over the most important part of this, Elizabeth. $16,000 for a kid, and no thank you.
That's like...
You could buy a new car.
That's like 1/5 of what you'd pay in the first year for a kid.
Yeah, well... But like $16,000 just for the kid? Nah, no thanks.
Well, it's for the whole invasive... It's mostly probably for her, like, getting extracting the eggs and then, you know,
it's
doing
a scam.
The...
That's what, half a day's work?
Half a day's work?
Yeah, you tell me...
You're putting life together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you do it.
I could. Too busy. A podcast to do.
Oreos to stuff in your throat.
I'm leading the life of champions. Making my parents proud every day. So anyway, the pressure is on Phoebe anyway. And elsewhere, the game is on. It's a trivia game. Ross has, like, made a little scoreboard and everything.
Yeah, it's a nice little setup.
Do you remember the four categories?
Pet peeves.
Fears and pet peeves.
Fears and pet peeves. Literature.
Yes.
Ancient history.
Indeed.
And it's all relative.
It's all relative. Yes, indeed. The four categories.
You can see that we just watched this episode, as I can remember things from it.
All right, well... What are Monica and Chandler's pet peeves, then, from the first two questions of the trivia?
Oh, Chandler's is...
This thing
the
scares
the
bejesus out
of him. The guy from Lord of the Dance.
Yep, Michael Flatley, yep, Lord of the Dance. But Monica... This is where I feel you and Monica differ.
Animals dressed like humans?
Yeah. Monica would not get on in modern day.
No.
That's all there is on the internet.
I know.
Then they got onto a question about it's all relative. Get a little callback to season one. Dead Nana. Who died twice. You remember it was a very poignant episode. Ross fell in a grave. And Joey was listening to a sports game on a radio at the wake. And then Elliot Gould was like listening as well. And he was like, oh, now I'm depressed.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, good episode, right?
Yeah!
I think people thought Chandler was gay, or he had a gay quality.
Oh, man.
Great episode.
How do you remember all these things?
Because I care, Elizabeth. Unlike you, I care. But I couldn't remember the name of the dead Nana. I'm 99% sure that they did not say her name in that episode.
Right.
Althea.
Yep.
Rest in peace. And then it's the name of the name that comes on the TV guide that's delivered to Joey and Chandler's place. Rachel guesses Chandler Bing. The correct answer, Chanandler Bong. Bad luck.
Actually, it's Miss.
Miss Chanandler Bong.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls go 1 point behind. We then get a scene where Phoebe talks to the embryos.
It's really cute.
Nah, it's very Phoebe.
I think it's so sweet.
My little embryos, you're gonna get up in there, it's gonna be good. Pointless.
Oh,
I can't hear you. Stupid.
That's nice.
It's dumb.
Oh, I liked it.
She's a stupid idiot.
No, she's not. You're a stupid idiot.
One thing I noticed from this scene is Phoebe wears too many fucking rings on her hands.
She always wears tons of rings. She's worn it like that since the beginning.
She's like four... There's like a ring on four fingers.
Yeah, she's... That's her style. She's always done it.
It must get in the way.
Nah.
I don't want a fucking massage from someone like more metal on their hand than flesh.
Maybe she takes it off for her job.
Then, she's constantly taking them on and off. Forget it.
Michael, how is this inconveniencing
you? It's not hygienic apart from anything else.
Really?
Yes.
Rings?
Yes. Water, when you wash your hands, water gets stuck under there and then it stagnates and bacteria forms.
Really?
Not on, like, thin little engagement rings and stuff like that, but on the big fucking things she was wearing.
Oh, those. I'm sure she cleans them.
I wouldn't count on it.
Probably with, like, goat soap.
It's gross. Goat soap?
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Get out of here.
It is. No, not like from their flesh. Like from their milk.
Well, that's not good either.
Goat milk soap. Like a bar of it.
No, thank you. We then cut back to the game. The score is 8-9. The girls are trailing. They need to get this question right, or they lose. Rachel is amped up. She's just like yelling for everything.
It made me laugh.
It's all relative!
Literature!
She's good. The question is the name of Chandler's dad's all-male burlesque show. It's basically a drag show. Viva Las Vegas. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is good.
And so the score is tied. 9-9. We go to the lightning round.
Dun, dun, dun.
Monica's very confident. So confident that she wants to up the stakes.
Yeah, she sure does.
So she's like, if we win, you have to get rid of the rooster and the duck. And the guys are like, well, if we win, we get your apartment. Domino, motherfucker. A fair wager, would you say, Elizabeth?
No. No.
No.
No.
What are you doing?
The apartment?
Yeah.
I mean, Monica was so confident that she felt there's no way she could lose, so...
But why put it up? Why run the risk?
Because maybe she knew they wouldn't say yes unless it was something really big.
Yeah. But how desperate are you to get rid of the chicken and the duck? Like...
Do they want to get rid of the duck, or is it just because the rooster's loud?
They said get rid of the duck, too.
Hmm.
So anyway, yeah, that's it. And they play. And it's the lightning round. The guys are up first. They get a question about how many categories of towels Monica has in the house.
Very good, yes, yes. I liked that. Mm-hmm.
And she has 11 types of towels.
I can't imagine more than 5 or 6.
So, like, what? Normal, fancy normal, guest, fancy guest.
Beach.
Beach.
Makeup.
Makeup towel.
Hair. Like, well, to dry after a shower.
I need a towel for my whittling, of course. To catch all of the wood flakes.
Yes, of course.
So, whittling towel. Gym towel.
Tea towel.
Does that count?
Like, something you'd hang in a... Mm.
This is very boring. We should move on. This isn't interesting to anyone. So the guys get 4. And then it's the girls' turn. And they get up. And they answer some questions. But then they get a stumper. What's Chandler's job? Seemingly so easy.
I don't know what it is. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
That was rigged.
It involves numbers and it involves him getting slapped on the ass. And we know it's not an accountant.
Something with processing, right? Or
I don't know. About a weenus?
Oh yeah, a weenus.
Yeah. Now here's the thing, alright? So the girls can't get that question right, so they lose. Now the guys scored how many? 4, right? We hear Ross say you scored 4. Then we see the girls around. The girls answer 4 questions right.
Oh. Is there a mistake?
I don't, like, they don't say it's a tie. They're like, they say, you need to get 5 to win. You need to get 5 to win. And they get 4. But that makes it a tie.
I'm wondering if because they said one wrong and then answered another one right.
But the guys got one wrong somewhere along the way as well.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
I don't get it. Yeah. Like, I counted. They got 4 questions right in the lightning round. And it wouldn't have gone to a lightning round if it not been a tie already.
Right.
So what's going on?
I don't know.
How did this happen?
Oh God, I'm so confused.
Like, I don't understand. Why couldn't they have just got 3 right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you could have just been, in the event of a tie, nobody gets anything.
Right.
So they're like, okay, well, we want 5. 5 is what we're going for. They're sailing along pretty. They've got the first 3 right in record timing. And then they get Chandler's question. They can't get right. And they just fucking lose. Mm-hmm. They don't even tie it. I don't get it.
Oh, because it's within 30 seconds. And they ran out of time, right?
Yeah, but they still got the same amount. They got 4 right.
Oh, I don't know, Michael.
It was
We're
a tie.
We're going to have to move on.
The lightning round was a tie.
Those Oreos really want me to eat them, so.
The lightning round was a tie. Why are they giving up their apartment?
Do you want to write in? We can sit down after this. We'll draft up a letter together.
When we're done recording, we'll go back and watch it again and we'll count. But I'm sure, and I'm furious about this.
It's okay.
They don't need to leave their apartment.
The world is still turning.
Well, at any rate, the girls have somehow lost, even though it was a tie. The guys are going to move in. And so they start moving in. They start bringing their stuff across. Joey calls Monica's room. This is all happening very quickly and without any regard to any sort of lease or rental agreement that they might have had with any landlords. Like,
yep. Wouldn't fly in this day and age.
I just don't understand. Phoebe comes in and she's very nervous because she feels a lot of pressure. The odds are not in her favor. Rachel is in denial about leaving. She's putting up a fight.
Well, yeah, she's like, it was just a stupid game. We're not really moving. And Monica's under the impression that, yeah, we lost, we have to go. She's like, no way. I would be on Rachel's team right here.
Mm-hmm. She's no so way. Flustered that her nipples are
protruding. I couldn't look anywhere else.
They were quite evident.
Why?
Like, we abandoned Nipple Watch pretty early on in season one.
I know we did, but jeez, maybe we should bring it back.
I think we're going to have to if this is the sort of nonsense we're getting.
Nipple Watch.
Monica blames Rachel. Phoebe takes an early pregnancy test, like, half an hour afterwards.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah, why bother?
It's been a minute.
Yeah. And surprisingly, she's not pregnant yet. She then starts singing to the eggs, or the embryos, mm-hmm. sings a little song. Frank and Alice stop by, wanting her to take a test as well. Again, maybe, you know, give it a day.
give it a week.
The boys come rolling in with their dog. Remember that dog?
Yeah, like the white porcelain one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They come rolling in. They're all very happy. The girls start yelling at them. They all start arguing. They're like, we want the apartment. And they're like, we don't want to give up our apartment. But, like, bags and boxes are packed. Like, this
I
is
know.
Happening.
I would just not leave.
And while they're arguing, Phoebe comes in. She's like, oh my god, I'm pregnant. Hooray! And they all hug.
Yeah. I can't... That wouldn't happen.
Well,
sitcoms, man.
This could be the next day.
Oh.
It could be.
I guess I didn't notice if they were in the same clothes or not. I thought it was the same day.
Well, they packed up very quickly.
I guess, yeah. True.
But yeah, they might have been wearing the same clothes. I don't know. And yeah, that kind of wraps up the episode. They're all celebrating it.
So Phoebe's pregnant?
Phoebe's pregnant with her brother's baby.
Wow.
Sounds like something out of Shameless.
Sure does.
And the episode ends with the ladies moving in across the hallway. They got a lot of stuff. Now, here's the thing. Growing up, young Michael, maybe young naive Michael, without a proper idea of how the world works, I never really thought before this episode there was that big a difference between the boys' apartment and the girls' apartment.
Oh, God.
I know, it just didn't occur to me.
Oh, God. I mean, size, for one thing. Windows.
It didn't really occur to me.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought they were all doing okay.
Well, you know what I noticed?
What?
You kind of see all the boxes in the room and them standing in Joey and Chandler's apartment. And in a couple of the boxes it says, like, everyday use towels, beach towels. And there are different boxes for it. Oh, it was so good.
That's real cool.
I appreciate the small little...
Good spot.
Like
that's very good indeed.
Thank you very much.
Very pleased with you. The ladies find something living in a drawer and they're very upset. And then we cut over to Joey and Chandler in their place. And they have a lot of room because they don't have that much stuff. And they're just like, yeah, this is pretty great.
And the chicken and the duck are there.
Mm-hmm. And then the episode ends with Monica and Rachel bursting in going, wait a minute. We tied. We don't have to move. It was a draw. We answered the same amount of questions as you.
Michael, I'm sorry. That didn't happen.
Elizabeth, we're watching a sitcom. The rules of sitcoms dictate that everything has to end the way it was when it started.
Phoebe got pregnant in 1 minute.
Well, this just doesn't make any sense.
It's not supposed to, Michael.
Oh, man.
It's okay. I'm sure it'll go back to the way it was at some point.
You think?
Yeah. I do think.
You think Phoebe won't be pregnant?
No, I mean about the apartments.
Oh, I see. So that was the one with the embryos. Did you like that?
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked the trivia game, actually. It was fun, apart from the fact that they counted the scores wrong. But, you know, I've run quizzes before, and keeping a score is important. That's why you set up a spreadsheet, and you put the formula in.
I really hope that you're wrong, and was done correctly.
Like,
this whole
we're going to go back and watch it right after this, and if I'm wrong, I'll add a little thing on at the end.
But. And you'll just hear me in the background laughing at him.
Oh, no. They get 4 questions right in the
lightning round. Michael, they don't need to hear it anymore. Okay, they get it.
All right, well, that wraps it up. Next episode, Elizabeth, is the one with Rachel's crush.
Ooh.
It's just a little crush.
Crush.
We've sung that song before on this podcast. Somebody has had a crush before. Oh, well. Anyway. So what do you think is going to happen in that one? Do you think Rachel's going to hit someone with her car or get mashed up in something? Or
no, I think it's probably true to form. I think it's someone she likes. A boy.
A boy. Do you think someone we're going to recognize?
It could go either way. It could be someone we recognize, but I don't think it's someone that we've seen on the show before. I think it's like a brand new person. Oh boy.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
Alright.
And we'll find out all in due time. Alright, that's going to do it for this week. Thank you all very much for listening to the Friends to the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. If you've enjoyed the show and want to help us out, head over to Twitter. You can follow us there at FriendsPod. You can also check out our website, friendstotheend.podomatic.net. If you want to help us reach a larger audience, a couple of ways to do that is to go over to iTunes and leave us a very nice friendly review. It makes a huge difference in exposing us to a wider range of people. And of course, tell a friend. Word of mouth is a great way of bringing more friends into the fold. Hey, you in Algeria listening to this, tell your friends. It's great. Well, it's not for me to say, but maybe you think it's great. And then you can tell other people that it's great. Okay, well, I know you want to eat your Oreos, and I want to find out just how many questions they answered.
Mm-hmm.
See you next time.
Au revoir.
Hi, everyone. Michael here. We just went back and watched it again. Turns out, he asked them 4 questions, but they got one of them wrong. They got the age that Chandler touched a boob wrong for the first time. I don't know. Anyway, a lot happened, but yes, it seems I miscounted and they did only get 3 correct. So, well, you laugh, Elizabeth, but at least I took a stab at something. And I don't mind swinging for the fences and missing every now and again. And I'll sleep better tonight knowing that they lost and they didn't tie.
I'm proud of you, Michael.
It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong, and I am a big, big man. You got something you want to say?
Nope. Goodbye.